Then the Northcote Theatre started to come into being, and we had learnt through the press that Tony Church had become the director of the Northcote. So Sian, who had worked for him on schools broadcasting for the BBC, wrote to him and said, "I'm now living in Devon. Can I do anything?" Literally, that's literally all she said. And he wrote back and said, "You are theatre secretary from now on." Which is how I got to know Tony Church through my wife and things. But they decided to have a photo call for most of the local photographers. In other words, I was joined in this because I was had my own practice, my own business. So I wasn't a press photographer or anything like that. But they wanted press shots, of course, for the Northcote Theatre starting up in Devon and all the rest of it. And Tony Church, the well-known Shakespeare actor from Stratford and all the rest of it, being the director. And they thought they'd have a photo call and invite all who wanted to come and take photographs. And we all came into the theatre and took photographs during this photo call, which lasted half of the day, because there was time was not of the essence, and they had not started rehearsing with all the right words and all the right Shakespeare and this, that, and the other. They hadn't even got the costumes anywhere. That was almost an afterthought. Oh my God, we've got to have some costumes for this. It was terribly funny the way it all started off in a very amateurish way. But Tony whipped us all into the right sort of mode. And we all started on this particular day. I don't remember what day it was a weekday, obviously. Started taking photographs on stage, as we thought, from wherever. I used the normal lighting that had been put on in the auditorium. We all went back to our dark rooms, and the next day submitted just 10 by 8 prints, you know, that's all it was, for selection to be used as publicity shots and publicity stills for the play. And they had all these photographs on enormous great paper. "We like this, we don't like that, we like this, we don't like this, we like that, we don't like this," and so on, like that. And lo and behold, all the ones they chose were taken by me. So,
Fantastic.
in fact, it really was unseen. In other words, nobody knew who I was or who had taken them. They just knew the photographs were in front of them. They liked those, and the ones they liked were the ones that I'd taken. So that's how I started taking photographs for the Northcote.